All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it's that time of the year, folks, as the college football season is set to begin. And actually, it has started as we had some games over the weekend, which included Stanford and Rice getting it on in the land down under, as well as South Florida taking on San Jose State, just to name a few. But there's going to be more of a slate, a bigger slate of games coming up this weekend, and it's actually going to begin this Thursday. And one game that I'm looking forward to seeing this Thursday is a Big Ten conference game. And now, since the Big Ten has gone to 14 teams, they've decided to get the action going a little bit early. And that's going to see the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes travel to Bloomington to take on the Indiana Hoosiers this Thursday night. Now, the road back to the college football playoff is set to begin for the Buckeyes. Of course, Ohio State made the Field of Four last year without winning the Big Ten. And then in the Fiesta Bowl, they had it handed to them as they lost to the Clemson Tigers by the score of 31-0. Now, including that defeat, the Buckeyes have only lost six games throughout the tenure of head coach Urban Meyer. And once again, he has a strong team led by quarterback JT Barrett and running back Mike Weber. And you look at this Buckeyes defense, they did lose a lot, but you have one of the best pass rushers in the nation coming back in one Nick Bosa. Now, for Indiana to pull off the upset, they need to make a splash, and they're going to have a big game from quarterback Richard LeGow, but it simply is too much. Ohio State is the better team, and they are definitely in position to once again contend for a Big Ten championship. Thus, I'm going to take the Buckeyes on the road by the score of 37-17. Now, this Saturday, it's going to see another Big Ten powerhouse get it on as the 11th-ranked Michigan Wolverines will be taking on the 17th-ranked Florida Gators. This game will take place at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, which is the home of the NFL's Dallas Cowboys. And it's a young Michigan team for head coach Jim Harbaugh, but this team is still definitely talented, led by quarterback Wilton Spate. Now, it is a rarity for Florida to play a big game against a big program early, as Florida basically relies on their SEC schedule as well as their regular season finale with the Florida State Seminoles. So this is a rarity. And for Jim McElwain and his bunch, he still has to try to find some consistency at the quarterback position. There's a possibility that Florida will go with three different quarterbacks in this game, one of them being Luke Del Rio. There are suspensions on this Gators team, and they still need to find some semblance of order on offense. I don't think that they find it in this contest, and thus I'm going to take Michigan to win 27-17. Now, the big one that everybody is talking about on Saturday is going to be the first collegiate game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, the new home of the Atlanta Falcons. And it's a potential national championship game preview, as we are going to have the third-ranked Florida State Seminoles traveling to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. And for Jimbo Fisher, not only does he have a team that is worthy of winning the ACC this year, but also the Noles have what it takes to not only get to the college football playoff, but win it all. Quarterback DeAndre Francois has the potential to be the ACC Offensive Player of the Year after he was the ACC Newcomer of the Year in 2016. But you look at this Alabama team, granted, they do have a lot to replace defensively from a squad that last year, which was very stingy. But you look at this running game from Alabama, quarterback Jalen Hurts, and of course, running backs Bo Scarborough and Damian Harris. And if anybody wants to question how important Scarborough is to that Alabama offense, you just go back and look at the film from last year's national championship game against Clemson and see how that game changed once Scarborough went out of the lineup. I think Nick Saban will find a way, and he will push enough right buttons. Thus, I'm going to take the Tide in this one by the score of 30-23. Now, on Saturday, you're going to have the BYU Cougars traveling to take on the 13th ranked LSU Tigers. Originally, this game was slated for NRG Stadium in Houston, but unfortunately, after the devastation from Hurricane Harvey, this game has been moved to the Superdome in New Orleans. Now, BYU has the mentality, we'll play you any place, anywhere, anytime. And for head coach Kalani Sitake, that is definitely going to be pushed in this contest. BYU has a very savvy quarterback in Tanner Mangum, and he's going to be going up against one of the best front sevens in the nation. But for LSU and their head coach Ed Orgeron, he finally got the full-time job down there in Baton Rouge, and I don't think he's going to let this opportunity pass him by. Quarterback Danny Etling is a solid game manager, but I expect the Bayou Bengals to give you a heavy dose of the running game led by running back Darius Geis. This game is in New Orleans, and with the exception of the national championship game a few years ago, LSU simply does not lose in the dome. Thus, I'm going to take the Tigers in this one by the score of 31-20. Now, on Sunday, it's going to be a pair of two former Big East Conference foes getting it on the gridiron, as the 22nd ranked Mountaineers of West Virginia will be taking on the Virginia Tech Hokies. This game is set to take place at FedEx Field in Maryland, the home of the Washington Redskins of the NFL. This is going to be the first time since 2003 since both of these teams have met on the gridiron. They are sleepers in their respective conference races. And for the Mountaineers, they have quarterback Will Grier, who's set to make his first start with West Virginia. Of course, Grier began his collegiate career with Florida before he was suspended by the NCAA for a year back in October 2015 after testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. And then, of course, Grier decided to transfer, and now he is with West Virginia. The Hokies, who made the ACC championship game last year, looking to get back, but it's going to start with a redshirt freshman at quarterback for Justin Fuente and his crew, and I'm talking about Josh Jackson. But I think this Hokies defense under defensive coordinator Bud Foster can once again be up to the challenge, as this unit includes the likes of linebacker Andrew Motuakpuaka. I think this is going to be a very close game throughout, but I'm going to take West Virginia in this one by the score of 31-27. And finally, on Monday night, another game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, you're going to have the 25th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers taking on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Now, this is a young Tennessee squad after they were a veteran squad last year, and they fell short of expectations as far as winning the SEC, and they are looking to get back on track and not get lost in the shuffle in that tough conference under head coach Butch Jones. I think one impact player for the Vols to look out for in this game is going to be strong safety Todd Kelly Jr., and his discipline is going to be really pushed to the test in this one, going up against that triple option attack of Georgia Tech with quarterback Matthew Jordan. I think Tennessee is definitely going to have to be patient in this game and pick their spots, especially against this triple option attack of Georgia Tech. But I'm going to take the Vols in this one by the score of 24-20. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.